Just those few notes are enough to let many of us know that we're about to hear one of the most popular songs of the past 25 years. This week on What's in a Song, our occasional series from the Western Folklife Center about one song and its story, we learn how even a well-known song can continue to mystify.
This is Michael Martin Murphy, and I'm a singer-songwriter. And the occasion of writing Wildfire was a dream.
She comes down from Yellow Mountain on a dark flat land she rides.
I was in my about third year of college and working with another guy named Larry Kanfler. Wrote a lot of songs together. And on this particular night, we'd been just trying to pump out the songs just like a couple of Tin Pan Alley songwriters over a piano with a guitar and cigarettes and coffee. I went to bed, and Larry was tired, and he went up to bed. And I had a dream, and I dreamed the lyrics. I woke up, and I had it in my head.
Oh, they say she died one winter. When there came a killing frost, and the pony she named Wildfire busted down its stall.
It was literally just something that came right out of my subconscious, mystical inspiration, whatever you want to call it. But I can't say that I did anything mechanical.
She ran.
It's impossible to ultimately really ever understand your dream, I think. And if you make a song and do it, you spend the rest of your life interpreting the dream. And it's taken me from then until now to even half understand what the song is.
By the dark of the moon, I planted it. But there came an early snow.
But the song is very much about escaping hard times, and people have defined it for me by whatever their escape dream was. And they've come up and said, yeah, I want to ride on that magic horse and fly away too.
She's coming for me, I know, and on Wildfire we're both gonna go. We'll be right.
I wasn't raised a cowboy in the traditional sense of, you know, on a ranch, on a farm all the time. For me, it was a fantasy to get away from the city. And, you know, I'm the luckiest man in the world because I got to do that in my life. I ended up getting to sing cowboy songs, living in a cabin in the high country for many, many years. And as I look back, I realized Wildfire led me down a lot of paths that I was able to realize my dream of riding that magic horse away. And I did ride a magic horse. It was a song, and it was a dream.
Riding
What's in the Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenitis of the Western Folklife Center. This is NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
Our feature, What's in a Song, is produced with support from the George S. and Dolores Dory Eccles Foundation.